So, ja, ek is eintlik vanoggend net so bemoedig met elkeen se bydrae vanoggend. Ek wens julle kon net luister na wat gesê en gedeel word en die skrif wat gelees word. Van my oogpunt uit in my voorbereiding na vanoggend toe. En as ek al ooit gewonder het of die Here met ons is en of hy ons nog, hy is nog met ons, want dis heeltemal bo natuurlik hoe die Here vanoggend deur verskillende individue praat en ek hoop julle hoor dit soos wat ons deur die woord gaan wat ek voel die Here vir ons gegee het vir vanoggend dat die Here vanoggend regtig bo natuurlik met ons praat en ek dink toe ons nou besig is met lofprysing en aanbidding, hoe maklik kan dit gebeur dat die Here praat, maar ons besef jy is hy wat praat hè. En mag ons dit oorkom hè, want vanoggend weet ek dat ek dit baie keer oorkom. Die Here praat en ek is oblivious dat dit hy is wat praat. Ja, maar ek wil vanoggend net, mag vanoggend vir ons 'n getuienis wees, en dankie vir elkeen wat by die Here gehoor het, en die moed gehad het om te kom deel, want dit bou, ten minste my geloof vanoggend, dat die Here met ons allemaal praat, en ons hoor hom, en dit is absoluut bonatuurlik. So vanoggend, as jy wil 'n temaatjie neerskryf vir die woord vanoggend, is maar in lyn met wat die Here praat oor die laaste ruk met ons, en ek dink ek moet vanoggend in Engels wees, maar ek dink hier is een persoon wat Engels is. Die topic is Biblical character in the fear of the Lord. What's another word, a single word for biblical character? Holiness. So, Anton het so ruk terug met ons gepraat oor Bybelse karakter. Ons het gepraat ergens in die jare oor dat fear will come against us and against our calling in this year. And last week we've spoken about biblical character is not from ourselves. There's no way me and you, Adele said it this morning, Kobus shared something of it. Dwayne read a scripture on it. It is impossible to have biblical character, to have holiness from within ourselves. We are not able to do that. I want to start this morning by reading a scripture from 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. So if you want to open your Bibles, I'm going to read from the ESV. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Only one verse. And just from chapter 6 or from chapter 1 to 6, Paul is writing of everything that God has done for the believers in Corinth, for all believers. He ends chapter 6 with, he will be our God and we will be his people. And he's calling us out of sin and he's calling us to him to be his father, that he would be as our father and we are his sons and daughters. And then he writes this one verse in the beginning of chapter 7. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. It's eintlik wat oom Henny kom deel het, wat hy ook tydens die vas ervaar het, the scripture. I want to read it again. Maybe I'll read it in Afrikaans. Geliefdes, ons het hierdie beloftes. En een van die beloftes waarna ek ons wil herinner, wat ons so maklik vergeet, as ons van heiligheid praat en ons praat van the fear of the Lord, of om die Here te vrees, we tend to forget that he loves us. We tend to forget that we are welcome in his presence, not because of who we are, but because of the blood of Jesus. And it is these promises that Paul has stated in the first few chapters of Corinth. And then he comes to this verse and he says, Geliefdes, ons het hierdie beloftes, laat ons onsself dan suiwer van elke verontreiniging van die liggaam en die gees, om ons toewyding uit eerbied vir God volkome te maak. And it's something that Omheni shared this morning. We cannot stop at being born again, baptized, receiving the Spirit. That's only true if we carry on. If we say this is true and we don't carry on, this is not true. It didn't happen. We swam and we prayed, but we weren't born and we weren't baptized and we didn't receive the Spirit. There's fruit that is produced because of the Spirit. So die skrifgedeelte praat daaroor. Ek wil net 'n paar woorde uithaal en dan ietsie sê oor heiligheid. So heiligheid klink na 'n vreeslike woord en ons maar dis maar net Bybelse karakter, is net om te wees soos Jesus is. That is to be holy. So cleansing from every defilement our character. En ek wil ons herinner dat dit is nie wat in die liggaam ingaan wat ons defile nie. Paul skryf iets wat's coming out. What's coming out? And what is coming out? Our words, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions. What else is coming out? That's the things that is coming out. So defilement comes from within. And that's why we don't want to change our actions. We are trusting the Lord to change who we are on the inside. And from that will flow the streams of the fruit that we are talking about. Holiness. So holiness, we can talk about our holiness, which doesn't really exist. So God's holiness is maybe better to look at. And it's God's power and His authority. And His, we sang a word that I loved was His purity. He's completely pure. And that's holiness refers to who God is. And I read in the week, and I just love these things because we are living in these times. So in the times that we are living, there's five things that you can write down or try to remember which is challenging this holiness, the standard of where God is calling us. So God is calling all of us to that standard of holiness. Het hy gelees die gedeelte wat sê, and without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Can't remember. So die eerste woord is, alles in die tye waar ons leef is relatief. Now that's true for you, but it's not really true for me, you know, it's relative. It's no one standard. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. It's not relative. But in the world we live, now we can go through other gods, we can go through other means. Now that's true for you, but it's not true for me. All is relative. If we want to be holy, we should discern in our lives whether we allow this type of leaven to come in, that things are relative. The second thing that comes in is tolerance. We tolerate things that we are not supposed to tolerate. I tolerate things that I'm not supposed to tolerate. And the moment we start tolerating these things, the leaven comes in. So there's a really, and this morning we're going to take communion together, and it's a crucial time to stand before the Lord, and Lord, where do I tolerate stuff in my life that I shouldn't? God loves us. This is why He's speaking about holiness. He's not angry or legalistic when He speaks about holiness. He loves us because He knows what this tolerance in our lives causes. I think something that is all over the place these days, the fancy word in English is contextualization. So ons pas alles aan omdat die context anders is. Truth never changes. The truth of 2,000 years ago is still true today. But the society we find ourselves in is, no, but the context is different. When they wrote this, they didn't know that. So we want to change things according to the context where we find ourselves. No holiness will find us, or we won't find any holiness if we allow that. And then there's liberty. It's just, and Paul writes about it, we use our freedom in Christ to keep on sinning. That's what liberty is in this context. We just keep on with it. I keep on with it. And then we can go to the other side, which will always not produce holiness, and that is legalism. If we start becoming legalistic about everything, that brings judgment, it brings condemnation. Paul says it gives sin more power in your life if you become legalistic. We need the grace and the truth and the love of God to help us with that. But this scripture is inviting us to a place of completion. Sjoe, en so Manny is nou baie ouer as ek, oom sê, oom is ook nog besig, ek is nog ver van reg af, like it my. And it's a long journey, and I think, I don't know about Manny, but for me, this month, it was 20 years that I came, that the Lord brought me to him. I didn't come, he brought me. It's 20 years now. And I think the better I get to know God, the more I see myself for who I really am. I don't know if it's your experience as well. And I want to encourage, I'm on this journey myself, and I hope that, and I believe God want to speak to us as a congregation about that, is to be open and transparent about our brokenness, and to know who we really are before him. Because it is the one that comes before him without hiding that comes with freedom. The one that is hiding, whether it's to my wife or to my friends or to my cell group or... But God wants us to come to completion. And if you so miskien net in Afrikaans, ek dink vir oggend weer toe ek vroeg opstaan en net begin bid vir oggend, so all of us is on this journey. So wanneer is completion nou? En ons sê ook vir mekaar, ek het dit al baie hier gesê, no one will die without being sinful. Kom ons sê dit in ander woorde, niemand gaan perfek wees voor hy doodgaan nie. No one. The Bible teaches it, not me. Die Bybel sê niemand van ons gaan by 'n plek van perfection kom voor ons dood nie. No believer will find that place. Okay, so that's true. So then how do we know where we are going? And where is completion if it's not to be found in this life? And I think, and you can maybe, don't challenge me now, afterwards come and speak if you differ completely. I think the one thing is, if you want completion, I want to encourage you with two things. One, that you be covered by the blood of Christ. That's the most important one. But as important is that you obey to the conviction of the Spirit and repent. If you are convicted by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, influenced by the Spirit, rebuked by a friend, and you just ignore it, you are not in a place of completion. So God invites us. If he dumps all my sin at once on me, I think I'll crash. I'm just crashing for the ones that he's showing me. So die Here is genadig met ons. It's a race. So don't be fearful in the sense of being scared. But obedience is crucial. Dit is wat Karen vanoggend gedeel het. Immediate obedience is crucial. Daar's eintlik geen getuienis in om te sê die Here praat nou al 9 maande met my oor hierdie ding nie. Dit is eintlik nie 'n getuienis nie, behalwe van jou ongehoorsaamheid en my ongehoorsaamheid. En ek is ongehoorsaam, want die Here praat nou al hoe lank met my oor goed. So, die skrif eindig met iets wat ek baie keer ook nog meer stoei. Sês, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. In the fear of God. En die vraag is so, eintlik waarby ek vanoggend net vir 'n oomblik wil stilstaan, die Here roep ons tot heiligheid. Maar een van die sleutels vir ons, daar's baie ander ook, ons kan by hulle ook stilstaan. Maar een van die sleutels, one of those keys, I am so glad om Dave and Tannie Ness is here to preach English for, I'm sorry for my English om Dave. But, so what the scripture says is, to be completed in your holiness, you need to know the fear of the Lord. I remember many years ago, het ons 'n boek gelees toe ons met die Bybelskool begin het, The Fear of the Lord van John Bevere, of as ek onthou verkeerd. Was dit 'n boek wat ons gelees het? And he was talking about the narrow way with two ditches either side. And the one ditch was legalism, and the other ditch was lawlessness. And he says, God is guarding us from both. He's guarding us from legalism with his love and his mercy. He doesn't want us to be legalists. He's giving us love and mercy. He guides us from lawlessness with the fear of the Lord. And we need to understand that. I'm reading a testimony of, maybe you guys have been with the Lord many years, Jim Baker or somebody was in the 80s a televangelist, and he was locked up, I think in 90 or 92 somewhere. He was locked up for fraud. Slept around, did everything that someone in his position was not supposed to do. And they had an interview with him, and they said, Jim, when did you fall out of love with Jesus? And his answer was, I never fell out of love with Jesus. I always loved him. And the guy who interviewed him said, Jim, you slept with other people in 83. You were only arrested and came to the jail in 1991. How can you tell me you loved the Lord in that 7 years? And Jim said to him, he says, I always loved the Lord. I didn't fear him. I didn't fear him, and I carried on with the stuff that I should have stopped with. To be able to live this verse, we need to be with God. Something that we've been saying since 2 years ago is, if we need to know something about the gospel, is that God desires a life of us to live with him, with God, close to him, intimate with him. And Kobus, dink ek het vanoggend gesê, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And if we go to the Old Testament, and I don't want to go too much in the Old Testament, but there's a few verses that we have to read, because otherwise someone might think the fear of the Lord is meant for the Old Testament and not for the New Testament. But the Old Testament is very clear that holiness is crucial if I want to come near the Lord. Without holiness, I cannot come into his presence. And we need to be near him, otherwise the Spirit will never produce the fruit of man he talked about. Never. We need to be near to him, close to him, with him. So I'm going to read a few verses from the Old Testament just to help us and to see how the fear of the Lord is all over the Bible. So let's start with Leviticus 10, verse 3. Leviticus 10, verse 3. And I know all the translations is different. Wil hom sommer in Afrikaans lees. Moses sê vir Aaron, dit is wat die Here bedoel het toe hy gesê het, wie tot my nader moet besef ek is heilig. Ek word geëer voor die Here vir julle volk. And I don't know about you, but I'm guilty of coming to the Lord without remembering that he is holy. I'm just somehow coming. And God is talking to me about reverence and fear of the Lord. Listen to Psalm 89. Let's go to Psalm 89, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 89. I'll read it from the ESV. Maybe just before I read it, on Thursday morning I had my quiet time, and I've shared with a few people. I think many of us can relate to it, but we are living in tough times, and many things is going wrong daily or weekly, and it's tough. And that's why I was spending time in the end of Job, and in the end of Job, God was speaking for two chapters, telling Job who he was or who he is, who God is. And he's asking Job, when I did this, where were you? And what was the purpose of God's conversation with Job? Because Job was getting, because of all the drama in his life, and I realized that God is speaking to many of us. He's speaking to me. You're getting cynical. You're getting negative about this life. you're getting critical, you're getting despondent, and you are heartbroken, or whatever we want to call it. You are getting depressive. And on Thursday morning, I read through it. And all that God did is he presented himself for who he is to Job, so that Job can see him for who he is. And what was Job's response? I've talked too easily about things in life. Ek het te veel gepraat. Miskien moet ek my hand op my mond sit en stil bly. And you know the moment, God had a moment with me. And I shared with Marinda and a friend of ours over the weekend, I said, the moment I saw God again for who he is, all the problems of this world became this big. They disappeared immediately. Because the fear of the Lord returned. And when we see God for who he is, which has to have something of fear in it. And I was thinking of many pictures. Lord, help me to give me a picture describing this kind of fear. Nou, die prentjie wat ek gebruik werk nie vir my nie, maar dit kan dalk vir Alexander werk. Hulle is daar onder in Jefferies. Jefferies het seker die mooiste branders in Suid-Afrika. Nou, ek is bang vir die see. Now the fear we need for God is nie die fear wat ek vir die see het. See is scary vir my. Maar God wil nie scary wees vir ons. So, ek weet nie wie van julle het al oorgekom het, maar as jy nie lekker koncentreer by die see nie, en 'n branner vang jou omkant, dan was hy sand op allerhande plekke in. En hy rol jou uit op die strand. Maar vir iemand wat die branner wil embrace, is dit een van die mooiste goed. Om met sy branderplank in hom in te klim en saam met hom uit te ry. It's the same wave. En ek weet dat elke branderplank ryer het respek vir die see. Het 'n waardering vir die kragtigheid en die magtigheid van 'n branner wat dit kan wees. Maar die krag en die mag van daai branner trek hulle na hom toe. Nie soos vir my wat dit wegjaag nie. Hulle gaan na hom toe. En dit is die type van 'n fear wat ons, die respek wat ons het, die holy fear vir die krag en die mag van 'n beautiful groot branner, wat iemand wat wil serve intrek en sê, kom ry saam met my. But I do it with the respect that the wave deserves. En wat ek baie keer doen is, ek staan in die vlakwater rond en gesels en kyk hier die branner sê. En sometimes we live that way with God. En die volgende oomblik slaan die brander ons onderste bo. So the one thing that if you want to write down, to fear God is not to be scared of him. I want to read a scripture for us of that. I'm going to read it now. So not to be scared. We will not be able, so I think the Bible is very clear. We will not be able to be close to God if we don't have the utmost respect and reverence towards him. And I think in the days and the times we are living, the whole culture is absent of respect and reverence for any type of authority. I have to sit with my son sometimes and say, it's not good for you to talk that way to me. Doesn't really do anything to me, but it's not good for you. This is going to count against you somewhere in life if this disrespect is part of who you are. So our whole culture, whether it's at school, at work, at church, at the government, so let us not do that. Because if that leaven comes in other areas of my life, it will certainly come. I have respect for other authorities because I have respect for God. So I want to say God is not only daddy, but he's also the king. He's not only the friend, but he's also holy fire. Listen to Nehemiah. Nehemiah 1 verse 11. I think, Lord, I need you to teach something of this to me. Nehemiah 1 verse 11. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. Nehemiah says he delights in it to fear the Lord. He delights in it. It's not scary to him. It doesn't chase him away from God. It draws him close. My God, teach us. I kan nie onthou nie, jare terug het Corney Becker by a convergence gesê, the fear of the Lord is taught. And I think ever since, I'm wondering, how do we teach the fear of the Lord? It's something that in the days we're living, we don't want to talk about it, but it must be taught. It doesn't happen by itself. But so Lord, help us to find joy and delight. I just want to read it again. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name and give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. So, soos ek nou die laaste paar weke oor die vrees van die Here soek, dink ek, ons moet 'n lysie maak in die gemeente, and I want to encourage you, just search for the fear of the Lord throughout the scriptures and see what promises comes with it. And ask yourself, would I like to receive these promises? And it will certainly help us not to run away from the fear of the Lord, but to embrace it and to delight in it. To delight in the fear of the Lord. Sure, the scripture also really spoke to my heart, and maybe we can read it at home. No, maybe we should read it here. Let's go to Isaiah 11. I think it's a scripture that is close to many of our hearts, but I've missed something in it all these years. So this is prophesying about Jesus coming. And it's also prophesying about the Spirit that will be upon him and that he will baptize his people with. I'm just going to read three verses. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And how hungry are we for the Spirit of God, which has a component of bringing the fear of the Lord upon us. So, een van die eienskappe van die Heilige Gees is dat hy die vrees van die Here op individue bring. Dis waarna Jesaja 11 vers 3 verwys. The spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, en daarom sal ons sien, if the spirit of the Lord is working amongst people, many times the fruit of it is repentance. Because the fear of the Lord is coming upon his people, where the Spirit of God is working. There's obviously other aspects of the Spirit of God as well, but one of them that we shouldn't forget and what we should desire is the spirit of fear that comes upon the people. Not any fear, the fear of the Lord. So maturity in Christ is not fearing the things we shouldn't fear. Can I say again, volwassenheid in Jesus is om nie te vrees die goed wat ons moet vrees nie, but to fear the one creator. That's maturity. If we can come to that place and grow to that place. So repentance many times is part of why the Holy Spirit comes and he puts this awe and reverence and fear upon the people of God. And you can go and read in Hebrews 5 verse 7, it is where Jesus was praying, and it says his answer, his prayer was answered. Why? Because he feared God. Jesus was an example of respecting and awe and reverence and fear. And to me, it's a bit difficult to understand how can the Son fear the God, the Father. But that's what it says in Hebrews 5, verse 7. He was heard because he feared God. And he was taken from death. Let's read one more scripture from the Old Testament, and then I want to start closing. In Exodus. Now the people was coming from Egypt, and they were coming to the mountain, and you should remember that Moses had the encounter with God at the burning bush, and he was fearful. He took off his sandals. He experienced what it is to be in the presence of God, that fear comes upon him. And when he comes with the people out of the land, he didn't want to go to the promised land first. He wanted them to encounter God. That's why he brought them to the Mount of Sinai. And he went up and he came down, and God's presence was all over the mountain. And you know what happened to the people? They got scared. And they ran away, and they said to Moses, "Moses, you talk to God. Just tell us what he says. We'll do it. We don't want to come close to him." And then Moses answers them in Exodus 20:20. And he says, "Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin.'" So wat sê Moses? Dit klink asof Moses die mekaar praat. Hy sê, moenie bang wees nie, want die Here het gekom om julle te toets, sodat julle kan vrees hê vir hom en nie sondig nie. And what Moses is talking about, don't be scared of God. Don't be scared of God. Don't run away from him. But honor, respect, embrace, value, and stand in awe of him. And that leads to a place where me and you loves what God loves, and we hates what he hates. And God has to change me. Hebrews 1 verse 9 says, there is an anointing when we hate sin. And I think it's true if we reverse it to say, the anointing will be away from us if we continue in the revealed sin in our lives and not repent from it. So there's a joy and a fearing and a holiness and an anointing together where God is embraced and respected and honored. I want to read just one sentence that John Piper says about fearing God. Fearing God is not another requirement. And it was so beautiful from Karen, because I just realized what Karen said this morning about Abram. So Abram, what was the words of God towards Abram when he said, "Do not kill your son"? God said to him, "Now I know that you fear me because you have obeyed me." Obedience is the fruit of fearing God. Obedience is the way to holiness. Without fear, the correct type of fear towards God. So John Piper says, fearing God is not another requirement, but it is the way we do covenant keeping. Covenant keeping has always as the culture of that covenant keeping as an awe and a reverence and a respect, a fearing of the Lord for who he is. It is the way we come to God. It's not another requirement. It's the essence van die manier hoe ons met God interaksie het. There's a fear of him present in our way. This is the way we come. We come humbly. We come reverently. Without presumption that he owes us something. We don't come with a presumption that he owes us something. There's a sort of a disrespect in that, coming to the Lord. We come trembling and we come with a broken and a contrite heart. And his power and his holiness kindle godly fear in us. That's what happened to Job. When he saw God for who he was, that fear was back with Job. It was kindled in him. But that fear doesn't drive us away. It draws us closer. We want to be closer to God. His power and holiness kindle godly fear, not to drive us away, but to draw us near. Nearness or intimacy and fear enable us to do what Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That's Paul writing in Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And I want to encourage us this morning that we desire God to show us something of this godly fear that the Bible is all over. It's there. We can't ignore it. It doesn't help to say no, but perfect love casts out all fear. There's something wrong in that interpretation. The fear that draws us in isn't the love that scares us. It's not the same fear. So we should come with that reverence and awe to God. And I want to just encourage us, all the songs that you've chosen for today, maybe people would think we organized it beforehand, but that's why I want to encourage us. God is speaking to us this morning. It's not per toeval that the scriptures are read. Abram, as an example, has said, he says, now I know that you fear me. Friends of God fear him. That's what Abram is called, a friend of God. He feared God. David feared the Lord. Why did David organize to kill a husband so to have his wife afterwards? He lost the fear of the Lord. It's as easy as that. And it's the fear of the Lord that keeps us close to him. I want to close by saying, I think the best description over years that I've heard about the fear of the Lord is the fear that I might be without him. The fear that I might be without him. And that should make us tremble. That should make us really sensitive to the voice of the Spirit. Lord, speak to me. I want to walk in reverence with you. Not in a familiarity that is disrespecting to who God is. So while I was preparing, I was thinking of the scripture from Hebrews. Hebrews is full of the fear of the Lord. But in chapter 10, I think it's, I just want to check verse 25, I think it is. It says, just before that. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. So I'm not entering on my own performance, but I'm obeying what the Spirit says. I'm sensitive. I'm open. Lord, show me. Father, why did I act like that yesterday? Please speak to me. Help me. I want to be healed from this. Why is this emotion coming up? Why is these thoughts coming up? Why did I act like that yesterday? That should be a desire. That would be the fruit of someone who really fears the Lord, but has a freedom and a liberty to enter into the places of holy because of the blood of Christ, not because of my perfection. So, and I want to just close with that, is where is that completion for you today? It is the blood of Christ and your obedience to what the Spirit has revealed to you. This obedience to what the Spirit reveals to you leaves us in trouble with the Lord. May we hear him, may we seek him, and may we study the scriptures on how do we fear the Lord and have liberty? How do we fear him and experience his love? How do we do that?